Australian Prime Minister invites Donald Trump to visit Down Under. By Simon Kent on March 26, 2025. Come to the land Down Under and say good day. That was the message Wednesday from Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to US President Donald Trump. The left-wing leader, who once dismissed the Republican president by saying, "He, Trump, scares the SHT out of me, and I think it's of some concern the leader of the free world thinks that you can conduct politics through 140 characters on Twitter overnight," now appears to have a change of heart. ABC News reports Albanese told the outlet's afternoon briefing he absolutely plans to make America one of his first international trips if he is re-elected, but in the interim would love to welcome Trump to Australia. "I have discussed with the president going to the US, and I expect that certainly will be very early on in the term," he says. Australia and the US have a long history of close alliances in matters from trade to diplomacy and on the battlefield. The first time Australian and US troops fought together in battle was during the Battle of Hamel on July 4, 1918, in northern France, during World War I. They have been keen allies ever since, and the bilateral ties have stood no matter which party held the ascendancy in Washington and Canberra. Asked when Trump would make his way down under, the PM says that's a matter for him. He did not come in his first term as president, but American presidents will always be welcome here as other international visitors, he says. Australia is also likely to host a meeting of the Quad, a grouping of leaders from the US, Japan and India, next year. On whether the PM is any closer to securing another phone call with Trump, it seems like it's a no. The call from Canberra comes amid increasing security concerns in Asia and as Australia's Army received its first delivery of a game-changer mobile long-range US rocket system. The country's acquisition of the HIMARS system, used with devastating effect by Ukraine against Russian forces, was accelerated after a 2023 defense strategic review. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.